I'm in summer mode now. Get my margarita. Jimmy Buffett on the first day of summer. Yeah, it arrives officially today, although it felt like summer yesterday. 28 degrees and then all that wicked weather. A lot of tornado sightings. And we're delving deeper and getting your comments and texts at 1-877-300-7275. Tell us what you saw. Share pictures or videos. We'd love to follow up with you. 1-877-300-7275. I want to take you to Moose Jaw for a moment here. The hometown fair is on this weekend. They had the big parade down Main Street. And today, I know West Coast Amusements, who will be servicing our Queen City X next month, as a matter of fact, is the Midway. It'll open up there in Moose Jaw at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Moose Jaw Mayor James Murdoch on the phone. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my friend Greg. How are you?
I'm well. How did the parade go on Main Street?
Well, I was downtown for a play production at the Mae Wilson last evening that I had to be a part of. So in seeing the parade going on, thousands and thousands of people going out, it's just, it was a beautiful evening, and it's just, it was great to see the excitement on the kids' faces.
Well, it's beautiful. It's a fun time in Moose Jaw. It's one of my favorite cities to visit in the summer. Going down Main Street is always a blast. Now, I know the hometown fair is on through Sunday. Are sidewalk days going to be coming back this summer?
Oh, Greg, thank you for asking. Yes, first weekend in July, and sidewalk days just continues to improve and grow. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of residents and visitors come out. So it's going to be just an exceptional 3 days. Also that same weekend, Greg, on the 4th of July, our local Moose Jaw Warriors have their alumni golf tournament with dollars raised going to the education program for the players. Theron Fleury, Bucky, Kelly Buckberger, Cody Beach, now NHL referee Beach, are going to be present at it. So it'll be a great event as well.
That'll be a hoot. And you got Shania Twain coming through town. Don't forget her.
Do we ever? Monday, July 7th at the Temple Garden Center. Single tickets, a few still available, but that will be the event of the summer.
Okay. Well, I would imagine the mayor would want to be at that concert just to welcome her, if you know what I mean. Wouldn't you want to just kind of say, hi, I'm the mayor. It'd be cool to meet Shania.
I guess that if I was asked, I could.
you could find the time.
But there are likely others that would be more worthy of that.
So. Moose Jaw Mayor James Murdoch is my guest. And boy, growing up in Regina, it was always a summer trip to go to the Moose Jaw Air Show. There is one thing I miss entirely. And I know times have changed, but are the snowbirds going to be making any appearances through Moose Jaw?
Greg, another great question. Thank you.
I'm full of them.
Yes. we are very fortunate and blessed to have our very own snowbirds. They're going to be doing an air show for Moose Jaw out at our local Moose Jaw Municipal Airport, just to the northeast of the city. That's going to be on Saturday, July 12th, and it will be anytime the snowbirds are in the air in Moose Jaw, people take note, and just to have this opportunity, because their schedule has basically been set in stone for like a year in advance. So yeah. We were very fortunate and blessed to be able to have them. Perform.
That's great. Well, yeah. Mayor, I wish I had more time. Everything's going all right construction wise, or is everything on pace?
The paving crews are out in full force with new roadway systems. Our city workers are being diligent with pothole repairs. It's just, yeah. Things are moving.
Okay. Hey, nice catch-up, Mayor. I got to have you on more often. And, James, keep up the good work. And thank you so much for sharing what's going on in Moose Jaw.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, summer fun. Make it official today. New season begins. My favorite season of the four. I know a lot of people say, oh, how can you not like fall better? It's so pretty. But summer, I have the most fun. Kevin Martell joining me now.
Yeah,
from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
Fall's my favorite.
It is, huh?
Summer's right there, though. Like, yeah.
This is it. And yeah. I remember, growing up as a kid here in Regina, we had a cabin out at Echo Lake, and we spent most of our weekends there. One weekend we took off many years ago, Kevin, and my dad took me to a movie poster that said scenes may be too intense for young children, but he ignored that and showed me the movie Jaws for the first time. And today it's 50 years old, that movie.
And you know what? Even though it would never happen in a lake, at least around here.
I thought it would.
Yeah.
I was mortified.
And even probably as an adult now, that always just kind of flashes through my mind about like, oh.
And how iconic of a theme too, right? Because to this day, at some point in a year, you will either hear or do it yourself. Doo-doo. You know, you might be with your kids in a pool or...
I did not realize, I just learned this morning, that Jaws was actually a book, a novel
Peter
first.
Bensley.
I did not realize that. And he didn't even come up with the name until right before it was published. So it's...
Well, you know, the thing about the book, too, is that Hooper actually dies in the book. But in the movie, Hooper does not die.
Steven Spielberg was just 27 when he directed that movie.
Now you're getting me excited because you know what's coming up after your newscast at 7. I've got Jeffrey Voorhees. He played the kid on the beach who begs his mom to go out in the water even though there's a risk of a shark. His mom says yes. He floats out on that yellow raft and jump.
He was in the movie. That's great.
He's going to be joining me after the 7 o'clock news. I'm curious how many times he's watched himself die over the years. Because, you know, Jaws is on TV so many times, right? So he'll be joining me after the 7 o'clock news. Let's talk about the tornado action. It looked like a movie in some areas of the province.
It did. You look at some of the video and some of the pictures up. And, yeah, that's what I thought of as I was watching it this morning. And this is kind of east of Regina. We're talking... a number of areas, kind of around Estevan, north of there, east of Saskatoon. So all those areas. But yeah, that's what Environment Canada tells us this morning. 8 possible tornadoes. And they tell us this morning, a lot of them look likely, again, based on those, what we were seeing online. But now we haven't heard of anybody being hurt through these. They were bad enough. And I'm sure damage as we kind of wake up this morning. We haven't heard of a lot of reported damage, but you take a look at those videos and certainly you think, wow.
I mentioned some of the photos I've been seeing. Gary Hoffer on social media, a great photo of the one he saw near Le Jord, about 40 minutes away, past Chrono there, southeast of us. And you have in the newscast coming up, I know that Connor Croft, I think he's an American storm chaser. It was interesting to see there's a few of them on this side of the border chasing these storms.
Yeah, and you can hear it in their accent, you know, when you hear them make the comments, like, that doesn't sound like from here, but yeah. And I guess these types of storms bring them up here because, well, they're that bad.
Well, look, if anyone has a video or photo that you could share with us or tell us your experience, 1-877-300-7275. We can accept your photos and videos, and we'd love to share them and hear your story. 1-877-300-7275.
Now rain is coming, and there could be warnings. Like, it could be bad enough where we could see warnings throughout the southern part of the province. Yeah. Southwest is expected to get upwards of 70 millimeters. I know they've been dry there, so this will be pretty welcome for them through the course of the weekend, 70 millimeters or 2.5 inches.
Okay, and it's acceptable to wear a Rider jersey today?
It is. 2-0, could be 3-0 after tonight. They are in Toronto taking on the Argonauts, and the Argos have been struggling. They haven't won yet this season, so a good day for him. And it'll be interesting to see how Brett Lauther responds after that.
He's going to be fine. And the Boatmen are just decimated by injuries right now. So this should be a win. You would hope, anyhow. Really quick, I want to talk about the Regina Red Sox because I have right here in my hands right now some free tickets I'm going to give away for the Regina Red Sox. They played last night and...
Yeah, they lost.
To who was it?
It to 10-9 last night to the Energy City Cactus Rats.
I had no idea. Is this a new club in the league?
It is.
That's a cool name.
I think it's around Edmonton they joined the league this year, because that's what I was thinking too. I was like, I don't recall hearing this team name last year, but here we go.
Okay, well, I got a pair of tickets if you want to check out tonight's game. 1-877-300-7275. Give me your first and last name. Text me now. Randomly, someone will be chosen. We'll direct message you with these tickets, how to get them for the Red Sox. 1-877-300-7275. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME newsroom. And yes, as promised, one of the stars of Jaws, a victim on this, the 50th anniversary of the release of Jaws, joins me to share his story with Steven Spielberg as a young 12-year-old kid on the set and what it was like making the movie Jaws after the 7 o'clock news.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Yes, we are.
Yes, 50 years ago today, the movie Jaws hit theaters. And I notice it's even going to be rebroadcast tonight in primetime if you have NBC. And, of course, name a television station that's streaming or you have. It's probably going to be playing Jaws this weekend to commemorate. It's the first big summer blockbuster, and this is cool. I'm a big Jaws fan. It's my favorite movie of all time. It really is. And Jeffrey Voorhees played the kid on the beach who begs his mom to go out in the water, even though there's a risk of a shark. Mom says, okay, go with hesitation. He floats out on that yellow raft, and we know what happens next. He was 12 years old at the time, Jeff, making this movie, and now he's all grown up and joining me on the phone. Welcome to the show, buddy, and I bet you've watched over the 50 years yourself die. How many times have you seen yourself eaten by that shark now?
If you say how many times you watched the whole movie, I would say probably in single digits. You watched it when you were a kid, and you only watch it so much, but if we're at a restaurant or a bar, someone's like, okay, you're about to die. I've seen myself die in it, because that's right in the beginning of the movie, so I've seen myself die more than 100 times, probably.
Were you ever disturbed by it, or was it just too fun at the time? You were 12 years old at the time, right? So,
well, when you first saw the movie, everyone's like, oh, were you afraid of the shark? No. We used to break in and climb all over the mechanical shark at nighttime. We were little kids. We knew where they stored it at the yacht club. So we go down there, play on it. And when I get eaten, the shark's nowhere near me. So you're swimming in this cold water. And Spielberg's like, at first the shark was going to bite a mannequin that looked like me. And they said, this is too gory because the head's flying up in the air and arms and legs are everywhere. That's where Spielberg goes, we're going to try something different. He goes, you're going to beg to go in the water, take your raft and swim out to it. When you get near that barrel, you couldn't see it from the shore. It's full of blood. He goes, when you get near that barrel, we'll say cut. Then they put a half a raft over this barrel full of blood. Then he goes, we're going to start filming now. And when it explodes, go underwater and stand there as long as you can. So you're 12 years old. You're all nervous. And all of a sudden, bam, blood shoots up your nose. It's going all over the place. And swim ashore. I go to Spielberg. He was only 27. We all set now? He's like, no, your arm came out of the water. We're going to have to do it again. And it would take 7 or 8 hours for that blood to clear out. The second time we tried it, he's like, no, your arm came out of the water. Day three, your leg came out of the water. Day four, your arm came out. And then finally on day five, he goes, this is taking too long. He goes, change of plans. We got two guys in wetsuits, and when that explodes, go underwater and stand there as long as you can. In the movie, you see me go up and down. It's two guys holding your leg, lifting your hand out of the water, and they pull you under and give you air. So day five, we finally got it.
Chief Brody?
Yes?
You knew there was a shark out there, but you let people go swimming anyway. My boy is dead now.
Following that movie, did that spur an interest in more acting roles, or what did you end up doing for a living?
No, we just moved to the island that year, and they were making a movie. They'll pay you $40 a day to be an extra in it, and you're 12 years old, so it's like, you know, I got a speaking part. We all signed up to be an extra, and they were going to get $40 a day, and they called a few people back, and I went down, and Spielberg was there. He goes, you have a speaking part. You'll get $140 a day. That was about it, but never knew about royalties. Like when it came on TV, you got a check. It's like, what the hell is this? Thousands of dollars would show up. And it's like, over the years, like my brother lives in Portugal, you get a little text from, good news, you just died on TV over here. It's like, you got a little check coming. It pays to die.
I love it. That's awesome. Jeffrey Voorhees is my guest, played Alex Kintner in Jaws, who was eaten rather early, as you've heard. Martha's Vineyard was Amity Island in the movie. Do you live nearby Martha's Vineyard now?
I was running my dog on the beach where I was eaten a few hours ago. I still live on the island. I live right near the beach where I got chowed.
On the set of Jaws, did you meet Roy Scheider?
Yeah, you met all those guys. Spielberg felt bad. All these kids that were freezing their little asses off. He's like, you know, we're stuck out there for hours in the cold. And he's like, let's have some cookouts and baseball games. So you'd be out there playing with Richard Dreyfuss and those guys. And it's a small town, so you see them all over the place. And one time it's like there's a cookout and we're down there. Richard Dreyfuss, those guys are playing ball. And then you look down, it's like Robert Shaw far away from everyone. It's like,
oh, I'm going to go say hi to him. We're little kids. We run over, hey, how's it going? And he smelled booze, and he's like, ah, get away from me, you little shit. He wanted nothing to do with kids. So it's a small island. So every time we saw him walking down the street reading scripts, we sneak down in the alley, jump out, hey, how's it going? Just to piss him off. You know, you're going to be rude to the little kids. We're going to be a pain in your bunda.
$10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Hey, man, I've appreciated everything you've shared with us. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and you have a good day.
Yeah, you bet. Jeffrey Voorhees, shark victim in Jaws, 17 minutes in. He dies. Legend. Yes, it's officially summer today. It arrives, my favorite season. Joining me now is Evan Bray, star of the Evan Bray Show. What's your favorite season? Is it now or fall?
Yeah, I like summer. Yeah. I mean, you can't not like summer. It seems like it's short. It's always too short, but love it. I like fall, too. Harvest is
yeah, that is yours, isn't it? I know with summer, we were just talking about the 50th anniversary of Jaws a moment ago. One of the shark victims, now all grown up, was on the show. I love this stuff. It's my favorite movie.
Well, you love that movie. Yeah.
It's the best one of all time. It still holds up today to me.
Well, you know, I was 5 when Jaws came out, so I didn't see it in the theater. But when I was 10, one of my best friends, his parents bought a VCR, and they had 2 movies, The Pink Panther and Jaws. So I was over there for a sleepover. We decided we're going to watch Jaws by ourselves. Worst decision of my life. I did not want to swim in Catepwa Lake for a year after that.
And that's just, and same with me. I said that earlier. Echo Lake, where our cabin was, I was mortified. Oh, every time, you know, let's go water skiing. What? You know?
Dun, dun.
And to this day, you hear someone do that in a pool, or there's a moment with your kids that it's iconic, that's for sure. Okay, coming up tonight, the Riders are in Toronto. Most everyone is calling for a victory because the Argonauts are so decimated by injury.
Yeah, me too. I'm saying 27-17. We're doing green and white progs on the show, so you know, I'm taking note of everyone. I know Belton, who last week picked the Riders to lose.
What?
Yeah, he did. Believe it or not, he did.
I can't believe he would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be like 37. Yeah.
Oh, you think high scoring?
Yeah, it's going to be a high scoring game for the Riders. Let's hope so. Or Monday, there could be a lot of angry fans here. So there's some controversy up north where the wildfires are and have been being fought about the water bombers. Some of them not being ready or
well.
Or what's
so
the
we've
story
got a
about?
Fleet of water bombers in the province. I think we've got 10 of them. There are, I think, 4 that are down either for routine maintenance or down with mechanical problems. Which is, I mean, it happens with planes like that. You're not going to obviously take the risk. There's been some frustrations. This has kind of been volleyed back and forth. It's a bit of a controversial or frustrating story for some people. Marlo Pritchard is going to join the show this morning at 9:30 and kind of give us the lay of the land, help us understand. He very succinctly says this did not cause any extra danger because they brought in water bombers from other provinces. So, there's some communities saying, well, if we'd had these up in the air, maybe we would have saved more of our community. Marlo saying, no, that's not the case. So we'll get the information from him today.
Clearly that's bugging some people, but will there be room for hugs?
Well, of course, bugs and hugs every Friday on the show. We look forward to that. Belton Johnson, Green and White Progs. It's a regular Friday show, Greg.
All right. Starts at 8:30.